Oh.
Hello there, good evening. My name is Christian and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your area and would like to get your opinion. Would you mind giving us a hand with a short 5-minute survey?
What's it about?
It's mostly about the upcoming elections, both in Florida and nationwide.
Okay, if it doesn't take too long.
Okay, thank you so much. First question would be, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, work or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
No? Okay, thank you. Next question is, with which political party are you registered?
Republican.
Thank you. And as you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Congress, and Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th? Are you very certain to vote? Will you most likely
yes,
vote?
I will be voting. I will be
okay.
voting, yes.
Thank you. To which age group do you belong to? 18 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, 66 to 75, or 75 or over?
66 to 75.
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are getting in the right direction, are going in the right direction, or have they gone off to the wrong track, on the wrong track?
Well, some things have gone on the wrong track. Some, yes.
Okay, thank you. From the following, which sets of issues are most important to you and your family right now? So I'm going to go down the list, and then you can choose one of those, okay? First, it says cultural issues like standing up against woke policies such as DEI and transgender rights. Next, political issues like replacing Joe Biden with Donald Trump and draining the swamp in Washington, D.C. Next, economic issues like taxes and government spending. Next, public safety issues like crime and illegal immigration. Next, moral issues like abortion and protecting the rights of the unborn. Next, for affordability issues like inflation, insurance, and housing costs. And the last one is constitutional issues like gun rights and the Second Amendment.
Okay, that's way too many things. Am I supposed to choose one of those?
Which one would you say is the most important to you and your family right now?
Okay, like I said, it's way too many things to have to remember. Okay, I mean, that's way too many.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them I'm concerned about. So it'd be really hard for me to answer that question.
Would you say is affordability, like issues like inflation, insurance, and housing costs?
That's not my main concern, no. One of my main concerns is the illegal people crossing over the border.
Okay. All right. Yeah,
no,
it's right here. Yeah, next question. You will now be giving a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, just say so, okay? First person is Mike Levine.
I don't know anything about him.
Okay. What about Anthony Sabatini?
Yes, I've heard of him. Favorable.
Favorable? Would you say somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you. Next person is Nan Cobb.
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay. Next person, Ron DeSantis.
Very favorable.
Thank you. Next person is Mark Jordan.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you.
He needs to be booted out of everything.
Okay. Next person, Kerry Baker.
Very favorable.
Next person, Addie Owens.
I'm not familiar with that person.
Okay. What about Keith Farner? Farner.
Not familiar with that person either.
All right. What about Donald Trump?
Very favorable.
And David Jordan?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Thank you so much. Next question. Now, if the Republican primary election for Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th, were held today, among which of the following candidates would you vote for? And we have Mike Levine, Addie Owens, Nan Cobb, and Keith Farner.
I haven't made my mind up on that yet. I don't know.
Okay. And if you had to choose today, which candidate were you would lean towards among those, what would you say?
I don't have an answer.
Okay.
I'd like to find out more about them.
Okay. Thank you. Compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has, and these are your options, gotten better, gotten worse, or not changed much?
Gotten worse.
Okay. And generally speaking, which comes closer to your opinion? There's two opinions over here. I'm going to read them both, and then you can tell me which one's closer to your opinion. The first one says, bipartisanship is a good thing when Republicans and Democrats come together. There is less gridlock and more gets done for the average person. We need more bipartisanship in government. And the next ideal says, bipartisanship can be a bad thing. Republicans and Democrats have joined together on things like funding endless wars overseas and giving billions of dollars to pharmaceutical companies and corporations. And we don't need more bipartisanship. Instead, we need more elected officials who are willing to clean house in government and fight for conservative principles. The first or the second?
Read the second one again.
Sure. Bipartisanship can be a bad thing. Republicans and Democrats have joined together on things like funding endless wars overseas and giving billions of dollars to pharmaceutical companies and corporations. We don't need more bipartisanship. Instead, we need more elected officials who are willing to clean house in government and fight for conservative principles.
That one, yes.
Thank you. Which of the following comes closest to your opinion about President Joe Biden? Again, we have two opinions. So the first one says, Joe Biden's debate performance proves what we knew all along. He has severe mental decline and has not been running the country. Biden should be ashamed of himself. And after Trump wins, he should prosecute Biden and his handlers for putting our entire country at risk and trying to fool the American people. And this is the second opinion. While I strongly dislike Joe Biden and his policies, and I am voting for Donald Trump, I am somewhat sympathetic towards him. His board
debate performance. You don't even need to finish reading that. That was number one, yeah.
Okay, thank you. As you may be aware, the race for Lake County property appraiser has been in the news recently. Current property appraiser Kerry Baker qualified as a write-in candidate instead of a Republican candidate. Baker was not anticipating anyone else to run against him and decided to qualify as a write-in candidate so he wouldn't have to pay the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. However, at the last minute, Mark Jordan, the brother of tax collector David Jordan, paid the $10,000 fee to run as Republican. Now, in the November election for property appraiser, Mark Jordan will be the Republican on the ballot, and incumbent Kerry Baker will be a write-in candidate. which of the following comes closer to your opinion? And we have two opinions here. The first one says, this was a dirty trick by Mark Jordan to steal the property appraiser's position from Kerry Baker. Jordan has been censored by the local Republican Party for his actions and is being sued for this. And the second opinion says, Mark Jordan, like any other Republican in Lake County, has a right to run for political office. Had Kerry Baker just...
No, it's number one. Number one.
All right.
I think...
Thank you so much. Next question here. If you knew the following statements about a candidate were true, would each make you or more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate in the election for Florida State House? If each would make no difference, or you can indicate that as well. So I'm gonna read you a statement from, and each statement is from a different candidate, and based on that statement, you have to tell me if that makes you vote for that person more or less, or it makes no difference. Okay. So the first one says, a candidate who has criticized Governor DeSantis by suggesting that DeSantis is acting like a tyrant.
Okay, and what am I supposed to do?
Would you be more likely to vote for that candidate, or less likely, or it makes no difference to you?
It doesn't make any difference to me.
Okay, next one. A candidate who will prioritize a law and order and has worked for sheriffs Peyton Greenell and Gary Borders.
Okay, I don't really understand these questions or this particular one.
Well, it's just a statement from one of the candidates. One of their.
Would I be more likely to vote for them if they had worked for one of those people?
Yeah, exactly.
No, that would make no difference to me.
Okay, well, what about a candidate who only recently became a Republican and did not vote for Governor DeSantis in his first campaign and did not support President Trump in the primary?
Nope, I wouldn't vote for him.
You would not? Okay, much less likely? Yeah. Okay, what about a candidate who has been sued repeatedly for financial crimes, including stealing thousands of dollars from a colleague and refusing to pay for items purchased?
Nope, I wouldn't want to vote for them.
Okay, what about a candidate who supports increasing property taxes by millions of dollars?
Nope.
Okay, what about a candidate who supports term limit for members of Congress?
Yeah, we do need to have term limit.
Okay, what about a candidate who is bankrolling his campaign by spending over the $150,000 in an effort to buy a seat in state government?
Nope, and I know who that is doing that.
Okay, thank you. What about a candidate who had a line place on their home and in a separate instance was sued for not paying over $100,000 in rent?
I wouldn't want to vote for them. Nope.
Okay, well, thank you. What about a candidate who says they are, quote, seeking power at the state level so I can return power to you at the local level, end quote?
Nope.
And what about a candidate who has owned a small business in your community for 30 years?
For 30 years? I would be likely to vote for them, yeah.
Okay, thank you. What about a candidate who is endorsed by a group that spent hundreds of thousands of dollars electing Democrats?
No.
Okay, thank you. What about a candidate who has served on the Eustis City Commission and will use that experience to hit the ground running in the Tallahassee and deliver for your community.
maybe.
Thank you. What about a candidate who is a 35-year resident of Lake County and a lifelong conservative Republican?
Yeah.
Okay. What about a candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that supports businesses hiring illegal immigrants?
No.
Okay, thank you. And what about a candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that is the largest lobbyist for the big insurance companies who are responsible for skyrocketing home insurance premiums?
No.
Okay, thank you. We're almost done here. Now we're going to ask you a very short demographic questions before we finish this survey. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political views?
Conservative.
And would that be a somewhat conservative or a very conservative?
Very conservative.
Thank you. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
Twelve.
Okay, thank you. Do you consider yourself a pro-life or pro-choice on the issue of abortion?
Pro-life.
And would that be a somewhat or a strongly pro-life?
Strongly.
Thank you.
Strongly.
Thank you so much. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have yourself a great night, okay?
Thank you.